Hey everyone, it's Steve. Welcome to another Tech in MKE episode, conversations with business leaders who have a connection to Milwaukee, where we chat about the state of technology in their organizations, our community, and how both come together to attract talent and make a city more techie. This episode, recorded at Summerfest Tech 2023, features three key leaders and influencers in the Milwaukee tech community. Nadia Johnson, founder of Jet Constellations, Milky Way Tech Hub, and the Milwaukee Tech Podcast, among many other things. Carlos Vasquez, co-founder of Latinos in Tech, and Ben Juarez, co-founder of Latinos in Tech and CTO of Rivet. Oh, and all three are behind Wisconsin Tech Month in October, which is the focus of this brief conversation. What's new with Wisconsin Tech Month? How are these three creating a national vibe for tech in Milwaukee? What are they liking about Summerfest Tech this year? All of this and more in our quick chat. Tech in MKE is brought to you by Harley-Davidson, the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, Expedient, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and Brooksource. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
So you did a solo podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, introduce yourself,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, hey, who do we have here?
Introduce yourselves,
okay.
Excuse me.
I'm Ben Juarez. I am the CTO of Rivet and also co-founder of Latinos in Tech and the podcast Tech It Easy. Can you see the play on words there?
I can.
Take it easy. Okay, sorry.
Also, I still can't get over that Latinos in Tech is lit.
Yes.
That's yep. A badass.
Oh, yeah. We
That's
play
the
on
best
words.
Acronym ever.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good
All right. My name is Carlos Vasquez. I'm the co-founder of Latinos in Tech and the co-host of the Take It Easy podcast with Benjamin.
And
Nadia Johnson here. I'm the founder of Jet Constellations and our social impact arm, Milky Way Tech Hub. Also the founder of MKE Tech Podcast. And many other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nadia, like, what else are you doing?
Yeah, I know, like, just about 10 or 15, yeah. Cool. What's all that stuff? What's new?
Wait, hold on first.
What?
Solo podcast yesterday.
What?
Tell me what it's like talking to yourself.
You did it.
All right, so a 15-minute video or a podcast was about 4 hours long, where I was just seated, you know,
yeah.
Trying to see what I would say. And then I would randomly just have, like, you know, an urge to, like, speak for, like, 10 minutes. And then I would edit it out. And then I'm like, oh, okay, let me try it again. So it was a lot of just taking notes and seeing what I would do. And I kept listening to my voice a lot. So I was
How was
like,
that?
It was, like, a lot of breathing.
Adam hates that.
I hate listening to my... Oh, I hate my own voice so much. Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of breathing. And it was
a lot of heavy breathing. Like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I would, like, rant and I'd be like... So I make sure to edit that out. But
good call.
There's even an air quality segment in there.
Yeah. Oh,
gives you the index.
Is that maybe that was part, maybe the breathing should have stayed in? You were like, you can tell on the podcast.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah,
I'm sucking air like crazy. Okay, great. Thank you for indulging me.
I've
always wondered what it would be like to have to just sit and do that, and I think because we do everything one take, we just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Having that on your own, you could totally break it up and just be like, well, I'll just cut it here. There's a short pause and the talking starts again. So, mm-hmm. Or the heavy
right
breathing,
on.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to throw in
whatever
there.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, thank you.
Lessons learned.
Yes.
Lessons learned. Yes, absolutely.
May I?
Please.
All right, so what's new with your respective organizations is I've seen a lot on the internet. What's happening?
Yeah.
Well, as you may know, Wisconsin Tech Month is coming up this October. This is our third year. Super
a whole month.
Excited.
You run a whole month.
A whole month.
Yeah.
Yes.
You own it.
Throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. And super excited for the programming that we have this year. I would say one of the newest updates is that we have now taken ownership, Milky Way Tech Hub and Latinos in Tech have taken ownership of Milwaukee Tech Week.
Saw that.
And integrating that into Wisconsin Tech
makes
Month.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
It makes good sense, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. More for us to do. Wonderful.
More work for us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of energy behind it. We're coming up with just new ideas to make it make Milwaukee Tech Week better. We plan on inviting our friends from Chicago to make it just a little more regional in a way.
Love it.
Yeah, so plenty of tech people in Chicago, they're wondering what's happening up here because they hear about, like, there's a tech podcast. You know, the Latinos in tech are doing a podcast in Milwaukee. We don't even have one in Chicago. Like,
what's up with that? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really like an interesting thing that we have a lot of people really interested in what we're talking about.
Awesome.
So, which is great. Podcast is growing. And so we're like, well, why not start inviting people from Chicago to come to Milwaukee, experience what we do here in terms of
tech. What's up?
You know, we have a lot of like really great things, including, like, I know people kind of poo-poo on this from time to time, but like additive manufacturing, there is a very awesome tech angle that we can take on that.
Right.
Milwaukee is, you know, Wisconsin in general is great at manufacturing.
Yeah,
so why not? Exactly.
Yep.
So why not look at retrofitting? Why not look at how AI can help with, you know, the manufacturing process, et cetera. So we're going to take a look at things like that throughout the month. I'm just throwing this on you all, but
is this breaking news?
Breaking news,
yes.
Right here. You heard it first.
We're having a discussion
in Milwaukee
with microphones.
So, all right. So it's a working title for one of the weeks for Wisconsin Tech Month. It's called Get Learned. Okay. So some people say Get Turned.
Yeah.
This is Get Learned.
Some people say Get Turned.
I've never said that. Yeah. I definitely have. I say it all the time at home.
Yeah. Without anybody hearing you. Yeah.
Just pours the bottle of wine.
Getting turned. So watch some Office.
So yeah, this is just the working title, just for fun. Get Learned. But we want to do some special, like, 1 hour tech training sessions for people that are interested in, like, prompt engineering, things like that are high level, not too like super technical. Because what we want to do is make sure that people come in and like feel good about learning and like not feel intimidated.
Sure.
You know, well, the non-techies maybe to get into.
Exactly. And so that's what we're planning. I'm planning because...
And now you will be.
And now you will be planning.
That's how it works.
I love it.
And is this first day at... I don't think I saw it, but I didn't see many people yesterday. First day at Summerfest Tech so far?
Today is my first day at Summerfest.
Yeah, were you here yesterday?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was in Miami yesterday.
Oh, geez.
Holy crap.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Great tech scene happening over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bring some of that tech back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that energy. All right, so what are you looking forward to at Summerfest Tech?
Ooh.
A lot.
Like?
I hear there's some incredible announcements happening today over lunch, and so I'm excited and anticipating hearing those announcements.
All right.
And I'm excited to be able to make some announcements on behalf of Wisconsin Tech Month as well.
There we go.
Yes.
Can we, is the podcast live or is
no,
this
it's going
to be?
So, oh,
so we can talk about the announcements then.
Yeah.
You know?
Go for it.
Yeah. We got the Wisconsin.
It'll be edited after the fact.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well.
Go to your
all right.
Look at that.
Hey-o.
Action.
Ben is a superstar. He's famous.
Yes, for sure.
So one of the announcement.
So we'll be taking some time just to share a little bit more about Wisconsin Tech Month, what people can expect throughout the entire month, highlighting some themes for the first week, Milwaukee Tech Week, and just really starting to build anticipation for October. It seems like it's a long ways
off. It'll be here before you know.
Yep. We're going to snap our fingers and it's going to be
fall. Three blinks away, right?
I mean, it feels like October today, this morning. So.
Well, at 6:30 in the morning,
well, it was 56
like
degrees.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's 80 now. The weather is crazy. And so my hope is that during lunchtime we'll be able to garner even more interest for the month of October, and especially we have a lot of folks here from Milwaukee.
Nice.
So obviously sharing how they can get more involved in the first week, Milwaukee Tech Week.
Cool. And any other secrets?
We'll give them all away right now. So we've got, there is a national organization called Techeria. It's a tech...
No.
Yeah. Weird, right? It's got tech in
everything
there, but
tech
it's
with
not
you
real.
People.
So we have the announcement coming up where the chapter is actually going to open up here in Milwaukee. We've been working over the last couple months to get a chapter opened here. And it's going to be a pretty exciting next couple of months, you know, to bring them in. They're actually going to be here, the National Tequeria people. So, so having a chapter here is actually helping us kind of work toward more of a national brand in terms of, you know, a tech space. Well, the tech space is here in Milwaukee.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love all you, that you, the three of you, not you, Adam, the three of you do for the community. But also, it's not just a focus on building capacity internally. You're looking at how to spread the city's wings to external partners across the country.
Yeah, correct.
So, I mean, thank you for that. Thank you. So, like, from the bottom of my heart, it's awesome to watch. I don't know. I don't think any of you sleep, because I think you even have another thing that you didn't even mention that you work on.
Oh, Rivet?
Yeah. So, and you probably have 10, all of you. Yes, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So thank you so much and for jumping on and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool.